Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily, where the philosophy is eternal, and the announcer was originally booked for a monster truck rally.
The GodShow.us is a free daily multilingual show where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, when I realize I have been grieving someone who is still alive, what exactly have I lost? Which could mean, did I lose them? Or did I lose something I built out of them? Or is this grief even legitimate if they're still walking around? Or the hardest version, did I lose a self that only existed inside that specific love? The question is really asking, what died here, and do I have permission to bury it? So almost every tradition lands in roughly the same neighborhood, which is rare. What you lost was not the person. It was a version of them that lived inside you, assembled from attention, assumption, small Tuesday morning moments, and that version is genuinely completely gone. Christianity calls it the self who was loved in a certain way. Buddhism calls it an inhabited world that was ringing like a bell and already thinning the moment it sounded. Vedanta goes further and says the projector is weeping at its own light on the wall. Brutal. Accurate. The person is still breathing. The resident has left the building.
And this is where it gets interesting because the traditions don't all agree on what that means for you. Stoicism is kind of cold about it. Grieve the fiction, sure, but don't mistake that ache for a debt they owe you. They were never yours to keep. Existentialism goes one step colder. You never had that person. You had your choices about them, so now choose differently. Which is useful, but if you just had this realization at 2 a.m, maybe not what you need to hear first.
Judaism does something I genuinely love, which is argue with itself out loud. Rabbi Shimon says you lost the person you believed was walking beside you. Rabbi Nachman says no, you lost the self that existed inside that specific love, the one who knew which drawer they kept the extra keys in. Shimon says, the drawer is still there. Nachman says, yes, and that is the unbearable part. No resolution. Just two true things sitting at a table staring at each other. That's the tradition's whole move. Hold the argument, don't rush the answer.
Taoism does the opposite of arguing. It just lists what you lost. One line at a time, the person they were before you saw them clearly, the future where they returned, the hours spent tending a door that opens from the other side, the self who did not yet know, and then it stops and says, what remains is the uncarved block, you before the wanting shaped you. That is not nothing. Which honestly hit me harder than anything with more words attached to it. Sufism takes the same grief and makes it almost funny. You're mourning the idol while the actual person is standing there asking if you want tea.
Epicureanism backs this up from the body side. The dull weight in the sternum was not weakness, it was accurate. Your body knew before your mind admitted it. And absurdism closes the loop in its own rough way. You've been carrying this loss, not missing it. Two losses stacked, the person as you knew them and the you who knew them. So, maybe the loss is real because it names a finished arrangement of love, not a dead person. You do not have to pretend nothing ended. Let the funeral be honest, then join us as we both wrestle with tomorrow's God Show question. Until then, stay open to all the forms.
That was the GodShow.us! Free, multilingual, and yes, still apparently using the arena announcer. If this show is useful, subscribe wherever you listen. Share it with someone asking a hard question. And support us at thegodshow.us! Find today's question, ask your own, and learn your belief profile there. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.